Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. Welcome to the AAA podcast for August 2018. The sun is moving south, with the result that the day length is beginning to get shorter. During August, the sun will lose over 9 degrees of declination. At the beginning of the month, it will lie at plus 18 degrees and 5 minutes, but by the end of the month, it will have fallen to plus 8 degrees and 44 minutes. On August the 1st, the sun will rise around 5:20 a.m. British Summer Time and will set around 8:40 p.m, giving a day length around 15 hours. On August the 31st, it will rise around 6 a.m. and will set around 8 p.m, giving a day length of around 14 hours. The moon will be at last quarter on August the 4th and will be new on the 11th. It will be at first quarter on the 18th and will be full on the 26th. Moving on to the planets, Mercury will reach greatest western elongation on the 26th of August. It will be visible in the eastern pre-dawn sky for several days around this date. Clouds permitting, it will be an easy target for a pair of binoculars, providing they are used before sunrise. Extreme care should be taken to ensure that the use of any optical equipment is discontinued before any part of the sun's disk appears above the horizon. Venus will reach greatest western elongation on August the 17th. It will be found shining brightly in the western sky after sunset, but will be very low above the horizon. Mars passed opposition on July the 27th and is currently closer to us than it has been for the past 15 years. It will be found in the south near Capricornus. Its appearance is somewhat marred by it being low in the sky. A dust storm has been evident on Mars, and I understand this is now clearing. It is thought that the surface features will not show as much contrast as usual. Areas of dust will appear brighter and more yellowy than the orange colour normally seen. The south polar cap should be in evidence. Jupiter will be found in Libra. This season's apparition is all but over. Jupiter can still be seen early in the month low above the southwest horizon, but by the end of the month it will be fading into the evening sunset. Saturn can still be seen low in the south, just above the teapot lid of Sagittarius. Uranus rises before midnight and is a binocular object in the southwest of Aries near Pisces. Neptune lies in Aquarius and with a magnitude of plus 7.8 will require a large pair of binoculars or a small telescope to view. Two comets should become binocular objects this month. Comet 21P Giacobini-Zinner is the comet responsible for the Draconides meteor shower in October. At the beginning of the month, it will be near the bottom left-hand corner of Cephas's house asterism. Between 3rd and the 20th August, it will cross above the W asterism of Cassiopeia. Its magnitude, estimated at plus 8.5, is expected to rise to plus 7.7 during this time. By the end of the month, it will be below Camelopardalis and is expected to be shining at magnitude plus 7.2. Moving ahead, by the 7th of September, the comet should be close to the star Capella in Auriga and may have increased in brightness to naked eye visibility. Comet 2017 S3 is an early morning object. On August the 1st, it is estimated to be shining at magnitude plus 7.8 and be around declination plus 40 degrees right ascension 7 hours. It will move rapidly and by the 5th of August will be midway between Castor and Pollux in Gemini. By now, it might have brightened to magnitude plus 7. The highlight of this month's astronomy viewing has to be the Perseid meteor shower, and this year's event could be good. In the first place, the moon will not interfere, as its phase will be nearly new during the peak of activity. This means that its glare will not drown out the sight of fainter meteors. Further to this, the shower is predicted to peak around 2 a.m. British summer time on the 13th of August, so the radiant, the point in the sky from which the meteors appear to emanate, is well placed in our night sky. Meteor showers are named after the constellation that contains the position of the radiant. The Perseid's radiant is in the constellation of Perseus, not far from the famous double star cluster. Paradoxically, when on a meteor watch, the best place to look is not the radiant. You are likely to see more meteors if you look 30 to 40 degrees either side of the radiant. Although the peak rate is predicted to be in the early hours of the 13th of August, an increase in meteor activity is likely to be evident from the 8th of August. In fact, meteors from this shower can be seen as early as July the 23rd and as late as August the 20th. Information about meteor showers usually refer to the zenith hourly rate. This is an estimate of the rate of meteors which could be seen under ideal conditions, with a radiant overhead and with perfect seeing conditions. The zenith hourly rate quoted for the Perseids is 80 to 90 meteors per hour. A more realistic estimate for observing from a semi-rural site is around 40 meteors per hour. Meteors are produced by debris from comets crashing into our upper atmosphere. The particles hit the atmosphere at such a speed that they vaporise, appearing as a streak of light. Sporadic meteors can appear at any time, but showers are produced by cometary debris being concentrated along the path of the comet. If the Earth's orbital path around the Sun crosses the comet's path, then a shower can occur. The Earth crosses the path of the comet 109P Swift-Tuttle every August, giving rise to the annual Perseid meteor shower. So that is all for this month. See you in September, when we can look forward to the true dark nights returning.